Let's see. Here we are back with another podcast episode. It is official, so I'm back with the podcast episode. Biden is the official winner of the presidency. So, now Biden will take over as president. Starting in January of next year. Of course, you know, the 45 sycophants are not going to be happy about this. They were demanding recounts and terrorizing the voting places. If you saw those videos, like I have, they were terrorizing the building. They didn't want to accept that their beloved Satanist was not going to win. And when the elections were coming in, and they wanted to see, when it was showing that Fat-Ass 45 was in the lead, they kept saying, stop the count. And then when all these other votes came in and they were favoring Joe Biden, they kept saying, keep counting, keep counting, keep counting. And I said, you guys are fucking hypocrites. You can't have it both ways, you fucking idiots. But like I said, it's official. Biden will be our 46th president starting next year. And there are a couple things he wants to do. Raise the minimum wage to 15. He wants to put a raise in the SSI checks for which is like $200, so he wants to raise it $200. He also wants to send out more stimulus checks. The last stimulus check we got was $1,200, which it should have been way more than that. But he wants to raise he wants to send out more than $1,200 in stimulus checks, which is understandable at a time like this. Everybody's fucking struggling. They're not making enough money as it is from their jobs. So they have to, and now I get to hear a few of my dumbass family members who bounce up and down on Dunlop's dick, bitch, piss, and moan that their beloved Satanist is no longer squatter. So, I'm gonna have to hear it from my uncle, I'm gonna have to hear it from my brother, and my cousins, because they all bounce up and down on Donald's dick. So, I'm gonna have to hear them bitch, piss, and moan about how this election was stolen from Cheeto. And even though it wasn't stolen, my uncle keeps insisting voter fraud happened, which it didn't. He kept insisting that illegals were voting, which they didn't. What they need to do is accept this fucking loss and just move on. So, I'm not happy with the choices that we had. I'm not a Biden supporter, I'm not a Trump, and I'm not a Fat-Ass 45 supporter, but I voted for Biden because it guaranteed that it would get Trump out of office. And this is the first time I ever voted in a presidential election. I have never voted before. Like, when Obama ran in 2009 and I was 21 years old then, I didn't vote then. When Obama ran in 2009, I didn't vote. And when he ran for a second term in 2013, I didn't vote. When Fat-Ass 45 was running against Hillary, I didn't vote because I didn't like Hillary Clinton and I didn't like Fat-Ass 45. Like I said, I still don't like Biden. But he might be better suited to run the presidency in this time of need. So let's see how much damage because Fat-Ass 45 only has 2 months left in office. Let's see how much damage he can do in 2 months before he leaves. But like I said, it is official because Biden only needed to win one more state. Because Biden won California the other day, that kept him in the running. It would have been better if he had won Texas and Florida, but since those two are diehard Republican states, I kind of figured that he wasn't going to win those two, but if he did, he would have been president already, and we wouldn't have had to wait a few days after Election Day to figure out who won it. But all he needed to do was win one more state, and Pennsylvania just called it for him. So now because he only had 264 electoral votes, all he needed to do was win one state. And if he had won Nevada, that would have been 6, and that would have put him at 270. But because he won Pennsylvania, that puts him at 284, which seals the victory for him. But I'm still pissed, because we were trying to take the Senate, too, and we didn't win the Senate. So we still have the House, not the Senate. And the only reason why we lost the Senate is because all the Repugs kept winning their seats. Like Moscow Mitch still kept his, which I don't fucking understand why. The guy's a piece of shit, hasn't done anything for Kentucky, and they fucking still voted him in. Joni Ernst, who's another repug, kept her seat. Susan Collins, another repug, kept hers. It was like, so that was not, so we weren't able to take the Senate as we were hoping for, but we took the presidency, and that's a good thing. But the 45 sycophants are just going to need to get over the fact that they need to accept this loss. Now I'm gonna have to check my Twitter feed after I get done recording this podcast and see and probably look at all the sycophants that support 45. And I'm gonna look at the tweets, and they're gonna bitch, piss, and moan about how this election was stolen from 45. Which it wasn't, because there was, what they failed to realize, that there was a huge voter turnout this year. A lot of the people didn't go to vote in person because of the pandemic. So you happen to realize with the people doing the mail-in ballots, that the mail-in ballots were going to probably favor Biden over fat-ass 45. The people that voted in person, it was going to, the people that did vote in person, it was more than likely that the in-person ballots were gonna favor 45, but the mail-in ballots were gonna favor Biden, and there was a huge turnout, and so for that part alone, and so with the voter turnout, a majority of them were Democrats, and stuff like that. So that was a good thing. So Biden will take office effectively in January of next year. By then, he's 78 years old. Let's see how long he lasts as president, because for one of his age, who knows how much longer he will live. He's already damn near 80 years old. Like I said, he's going to be 78 in November, sometime in November of this year. I have to look up his birthday. I forget exactly when his birthday is, but he's going to be 78. Let's say if fat-ass 45 does run for re-election in 2024, he'll be the same age as Biden is now, 78, and we don't need the fat-ass squatting back in the White House again. So I'm not sure who our choices will be 4 years down the line, but if Biden is still alive, he'll be 82 years old, and does he really need a second term at 82? Okay, here we go. Fat-ass 45 is refusing to concede to Joe Biden, even though Fat-ass 45 has lost. See, Fat-ass 45 just needs to fucking get over it. He's no longer squatter. His fat-ass needs to, just accept the fact that he fucking lost. And because Biden wins, every year, every time a president wins, or a person that's running for president does win, they're supposed to give a speech after they win. So since Biden won, he's supposed to give a speech sometime later on today about him winning. So that's going to be another thing that we're going to have to look out for today. Let's see how many jobs Biden creates while being in office too, because he has this thing that he wants to put out that will create thousands and thousands of jobs. There's a casino going up in my area. It has nothing to do with Trump, but it's being built. And this casino that's going to be built down the street from where I live at is going to create supposedly 800 new jobs. Hopefully that's true. Hopefully this casino does good, and that would work. And I'm pretty sure that I'm not the only one happy that this nightmare is over, with fat-ass 45. So with fat-ass 45 losing, the fucking 4 years of nightmare that we had is over. I'm gonna have to talk to them later on, probably not today, because I gotta work tonight, but went overnight. There's another podcast that I get interviewed on a lot, Overnight Drive Podcast. Great guys, they're really funny. And any of my fans who listen to my podcast should check them out because they are fucking hilarious when you talk to them. So because I'm an election contributor to their channel, they called me the other day when the election was going on, and at the time it was still too early to say who was going to win, but I did mention that if Biden had won if he had won Florida, that he possibly could have been the winner. Obviously, that didn't happen, but because he won California, and I told them that the only way that Biden could possibly still win the presidency was that he would have to win California, and if he had won Florida, that would have sealed his victory, but obviously he didn't win Florida, he didn't win Texas, and he didn't win Indiana, and I knew damn well that Biden wasn't going to win Indiana because Indiana is so fucking ass backwards on their voting. They always vote for Republican, and if anybody who lives in Indiana like me, and they come to Indiana and visit, you would see how shitty the roads are, and right where I live at, there's all these businesses that used to be here, and they're all just shut down, and it's like, and if you come down this one road that I live off of, it's like one business after the other has windows boarded up, buildings are in disarray, means that those buildings have been abandoned for years, and there's still nobody buying them out because they're in shitty condition. And so, and I said, and this is probably because of the repugs being voted in here. They haven't fixed any of our roads. They haven't fixed up any jobs, really. So it's, so hopefully Biden, with him winning, can create a bunch of new jobs that fat-ass 45 failed to do. And because Biden was vice president under Obama, he understands how to run the presidency, and he was the one in office with Obama that got the unemployment down to a really low amount, and basically under fat-ass 45 it didn't budge, really at all. So hopefully with Biden, he can create bunch of new jobs, and hopefully he can get the unemployment rate to drop like it did when Obama was in office. So, like I said, we're not going to hear the end of it. All the 45 sycophants who collect welfare and food stamps are going to bitch, piss, and moan about how this election was stolen from 45, which it wasn't. And they're going to go on about how the illegals voted and how there was voter fraud and there was no proof that there was any voter fraud and there was no proof that any illegals voted. But we're not going to hear the end of this. So for the next 2 months, we're going to hear the 45 sycophants bitch, piss, and moan about this. They just fucking need to get over it. And also because I've been playing with my fucking Roku stick also, I've been watching and trying to find videos to watch, even though I do work tonight, 3:30 to 11:30, so if Overnight Drive wants to call me, I would be at work, but, they would need to call me on my days off, and lately I've been getting Mondays and Wednesdays off on my schedule. So, if they film any podcast episodes on Monday or Wednesday, those would be the two best days to call me. Also because I'm also worried too, because one of my coworkers, had collapsed at my job yesterday. She wasn't feeling too well. They took her to the hospital. Hopefully she's okay. And she's a really well-liked lady. She's been at our job for over 20 years and she's really nice. She's a sweetheart. But something happened to her yesterday, but she kind of collapsed and they took her to the hospital. We had a couple paramedics come in, to carry her out. But I don't know what exactly was wrong with her, but like I said, I'm hoping she's doing okay. And stuff like that. And because of the holidays are coming up, Thanksgiving's coming up. My sister's birthday's coming up, so I gotta figure out, what I'm gonna do for my sister's birthday, if anything. I do want to get her a gift, but obviously I don't know what to really get her. And then my mom's birthday is next month, December 12th, and I'm probably not gonna get my mom much of anything anyway. My mom's gonna be 50 years old. What do you really buy for somebody who's 58 if they want anything at all? And because let's go back to the politics for a minute. With Biden winning, and he picked Kamala Harris to be vice president, Kamala Harris makes history as being the first black vice president, and not just that, the first black woman vice president. So she makes history on both accounts for that. Now, if for whatever reason Biden dies in office because of his age, Kamala Harris will become president, and she will be the first black female president if something happens to Biden. So now I gotta talk to the Overnight Drive podcast whenever I can, so we can talk about Biden winning. They didn't particularly care for Trump anyway, because they live in New York and they know that Trump fucked up New York, and that's why they didn't vote for Biden. I know they voted for Biden, but I'm pretty sure. Actually, I wouldn't say that they voted for Biden. I don't usually ask people their political views or how they really run, or like who they really vote for. Who you vote for is who you vote for. But they usually say, when it comes to three things you never talk about, even at a workplace, they say never talk about religion, politics, or abortion, because those are the three things that start a fucking argument at work. Like for me, yes, I voted for Biden, but I'm not a Democrat, I'm not a Republican, but there are people at my job who support Trump, and now they're going to have to support somebody else because their fat ass lost. So, like I said, they're going to need to get over that, accept the fact that fat ass would have lost, and go from there. I said there's going to be another Republican that's going to fuck up 4 years from now if they do win, and if they want to continue with those fuck ups, then they continue with those fuck ups. But let's see how Biden does as a president. Even though he's considered president-elect, he doesn't officially become president until January of next year, and that's when he. But fat ass 45 is refusing to concede, and he's trying to barricade himself in the White House, and he's throwing a fit because things didn't go his way. So now I gotta watch all my political videos, coming from Ring of Fire, which is Farron Cousins, Kyle Kulinski, who hosts Secular Talk, John Iadarola, who hosts Damage Report, and Anna Kasparian and Cenk Uygur, who host The Young Turks. They're going to talk about this win, about this Biden win, and they're going to talk about how the nightmare is over. And I'm happy that this nightmare is over. So now they're going to have to suck it up. But that's really all there is to talk about. There really isn't much that I could say, but I'm happy that Biden won, and now we're going to figure out from there how this goes. But I hope you guys enjoyed.